心要来到主耶稣的十字架前来承认我们的罪。
And to come to the table to remember what Jesus has done for us.
也来到主的桌前来纪念主耶稣为我们所做的。
And so let us begin with prayer.
我们开始的，我们先做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that we can come together as a church family.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们像一家人一样来到这里，来纪念。
To remember your great love for us.
来纪念主你对我们的爱。
A love that has been demonstrated in your sacrifice.
就是你给我们牺牲的爱。
And we thank you, Lord, that sacrifice is for us, your people.
谢谢你，你这是对你的子民所做出的牺牲。
Help us, Lord, to reflect on the meaning of the cross.
求你帮助我们来反来思想这个十字架的道理。
And give you thanks for your love.
来，我们这里谢谢你对我们的爱。
In Christ's name, Amen.
我们是奉耶稣的名祈求，阿门。
We will now worship the Lord.
我们现在请 Nelson 弟兄带领我们用音乐来敬拜我们的神。
我们来唱两首歌来敬拜神。
Could sing two hymns to worship our God.
请你打开诗歌本。
Please turn to your hymn book number 126.
我曾舍命为。
I gave my life for thee.
听得见吗 ？Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay.第一节
126 Hymn number 126
第一节跟第三节我们用中文唱第二节跟第四节我们用英文唱
We sing the first and third stanza in Chinese and the second and fourth stanza in English 第一三是中文吗
对第三
一三中文
对、yeah. 第三中文
第三中文
请大家站立，请大家起立。
Please all stand.
我曾舍命为你，我血为你流出，救你暂时。不知是你对我的恩，为你，我命真舍，你受苦是为我，为你，我命真舍。你说何时为我埋葬在草地上，埋骨于石头中。I left for us in my the one and Lord.I love it all for me. 为你抱上苦痛苦涩难以形容难受长此天生祝你脱离失望为你忍受一切你说何苦为我为你忍受 120首。
And then turn to hymn 120.
我们同样的第一、第三节我们用中文唱，第二节跟第四节我们用英文唱。
As in the first hymn, we're going to sing first and third stanza in Chinese and second and fourth stanza in English.
主的国就是家，是羞辱一同不及寒。三爱子主耶稣，为我们被钉死，这是家，是我最最棒。我爱的基督是主家。 愿将世上虚荣全放下，我一生要被佛舍得奖，把那天的光透明光明。On the rainy cross, satisfied by the world, as a wonder as a sin for me. For the Lamb of God, let His glory above, to bear it to the Calvary. So I cherish the old rugged cross. Till my trophy I lost on a gun. I will think of the honor of your cross, and the change is someday for a crown. 哥哥他是自家，所有血气方刚。 我看在人生皆画面，因救主在世间为我罪被定死，我罪先赦免的真理，我爱到尽是自家。 人间世上虚荣皆幻想，我一生要被佛舍得奖，到那天的王国里观念。To the all righty cross, I will ever be true. His shame and reproach that he bears. Then he called me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I share. So I cherish the old rugged cross. Till my trophy I lost on a gun. I will end the honor of a crown.
坐。
Please be seated.
下面有七位弟兄会来按着顺序来分享。
They are following. We have seven brothers going to share, according to the order.
就请第一位就上来啊、Frank Chen.
So first, we have brother Frank Chen.
Our brothers are going to be sharing seven things of Jesus that he said on the cross.
我们有七位弟兄出来分享耶稣在十字架上的七句话。
So we'll briefly meditate on these things.
我们一起来默想这几句话。
And then following, we'll spend in a time of confession.
接着我们就有一段这个认罪的时间。
Followed by,
我们接着就有我们的主餐。
主耶稣在十字架上所说的第一句话记载在路加福音23:34。
The first thing Jesus say on the cross is recorded on Luke chapter 23:34.
当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
主耶稣所说的这句话。盖含了他上十字架的意义。
What Jesus said actually tells us what is the purpose for him to be on the cross.
首先，主耶稣上十字架是因为我们的罪。
First, the first reason why Jesus had to be put on the cross is because of our sin.
因为罪的工价是必是死，是与神永远的隔绝。
Because the wages of sin is death, that is the eternal separation from God.
所以主耶稣为我们的罪被钉在十字架上，从而使我们可以因为信靠主耶稣，可以不再受神愤怒的审判。
So when Jesus was nailed to the cross for our sin, so that we will, by trusting him, we will never face the judgment from God.
使我们的罪在神审判的时候可以被赦免，使我们可以与神重新的和好。
So when we, before this judgment throne,Our sins will be forgiven so that we will be reconciled with God.
另外从这句话中也可以看到主耶稣上十字架是他甘心愿意的，从而使神的救赎计划可以实现。
From this saying, we also can see that Jesus is willing to go to be hanged on the cross so that he has to fulfill the salvation plan of Lord, of the God.
主耶稣在上十字架的时候身心受到极大的痛苦折磨他、
When Jesus was nailed to the cross, he suffered a lot physically.
他那时候他没有想到自己身心的痛苦。
But at that moment, he did not just think about his own physical pain.
也没有怨恨我们这些罪人。
He did not blame our sinners.
而是仍然惦记着我们这些罪人。
But he still remembered us, the sinners.
在向父神为我们祷告，求神赦免我们的罪。
As he prayed to God to forgive our sins.
所以神的爱在主耶稣上十字架的时候得到彰显。
So the love of God demonstrated on what Jesus did on the cross.
从这句话我们真的是应该感谢主耶稣在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。
So we have to thank Lord Jesus for what have accomplished for us, the salvation that he gave us on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们
Dear brothers and sisters and friends
我们一起来思想我们的救主耶稣基督在十字架上所说的第二句话
Let us all meditate on the second saying of Jesus on the cross
路加福音23:43记录到、
What is recorded in the Gospel of Luke chapter 23:43
我实在耶稣对他说也就是犯人说
And Jesus talked to the prisoner
我实在告诉你
Truly I tell you
今日你要同我在乐园里了
Today you will be with me in paradise
这位犯人与耶稣基督一同被钉十字架
This prisoner was nailed to the cross with Jesus
但是原因却不一样
But for different reason
正如这位犯人所承认的一样
As what this prisoner has been admitted
他自己因为自己的罪被审判和定罪这是公义的
It is righteous for him to be nailed to the cross because of what he did.
但是耶稣却没有做过一件不好的事情。
But Jesus did nothing wrong.
他被钉十字架是因为
He was nailed to the cross is because
因为这个犯人和所有一切其他罪得赦免的犯人的罪的缘故。
He was nailed to the cross for the sins of these two prisoners and also for the sins of all the people.
他没有犯罪。
He didn't commit no sin.
但却担当了一切的罪孽。
But he has taken up all the sins of the people.
从而让我们能够因他所受的刑罚而得平安。
So that we will get the peace, for his iniquities.
因着他的救赎，他可以应许这个犯人说。
Because of his salvation, that he can promise this prisoner.
今日你要同我在乐园里了。
And today you will be with me in paradise.
而如何能够让这应许今天临到我们呢？
How can this promise be fulfilled on us?
与耶稣同钉十字架的这位犯人是我们的榜样。
This prisoner nailed to the cross with Jesus is an example to us.
他惧怕神。
He feared God.
并且承认自己是犯罪的。
And he admitted that he has sinned.
因而自己当受审判和刑罚。
So he deserved the punishment and the judgment.
他承认耶稣是无罪的。
And he admitted that Jesus has no sin.
并且是神的儿子。
And he is the son of God.
他又呼求耶稣。
And he cried out to Jesus.
相信耶稣是救主，是君王，也必复活。
He believed Jesus is the Savior, the King, and the one who will be raised again.
当他因着对耶稣的信心做到心里相信，口里承认的时候。
When the faith he has in Jesus to the point that he will admit, believe in his heart and profess with his mouth.
耶稣就确实地应许他说。
And then Jesus promised him.
你今日要同我在乐园里了。
Today you will be with me in paradise.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们
Dear brothers and sisters and friends
我们都会面临死亡和复活之后的审判
We will all face death and the judgment after death
但是我们死后要到哪里去呢
But where will we go after we die?
是去乐园呢
Are we going to the paradise?
还是去阴间呢
Are we going to hell?
接受耶稣基督作为自己的救主是能够进入乐园的唯一途径
So the only way for us to go to paradise is to receive Jesus as your personal savior
愿我们每一位都蒙耶稣应许我们说
So I wish every one of us
你要同我在乐园里了
And we have this promise of Jesus in us We will be with Jesus in paradise
约翰福音十九章二十六到二十七节记着主耶稣在十字架上说的第三句话。
In John chapter 19 verse 26 and 27 record the third saying of Jesus on the cross.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己的家里去了。
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, Woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother.
耶稣是完全的神，也是一个完全的人。
Jesus is 100% man and 100% God.
在这里他向我们展示了他人性的一个方面。
And in here, he actually showed us his human side.
主耶稣来到世上的目的就是为了要上十字架。
The purpose of Jesus' mission on earth is to go up, is to be hanged on the cross.
现在在他将要完成他使命的紧要关头，他却仍然没有忘记他地上的母亲。
At the moment that he's almost complete his mission on the earth, he did not forget his mother.
尽管玛利亚还有其他的儿子。
Actually, Mary has other sons.
耶稣把他托付给了自己心爱的门徒。
But Jesus entrusted his mother to his dear disciple.
那么圣经在这里记得这句话为了要告诉我们什么呢
why the Bible record this saying to us?
主耶稣在这里告诉我们在顺服神旨意的同时不可忽略对家庭的责任
Because Jesus told us we have to obey God's will but at the same time we cannot neglect our family responsibility.
虽然在马太福音第十章三十七节里说爱父母爱过过于爱我的不配做我的门徒爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒
Actually in Matthew chapter 10 verse 37 said for those who love their parents more than me cannot be my disciples if you love your children more than me you deserve not to be my disciples
耶稣在那里不是说跟随主顺服主就可以六亲不认了。
And Jesus didn't say that if we just follow God, we don't need to take care of our family.
他只是告诉我们一个优先的顺序。
He just tells us the priority.
顺服神不能忘记自己对家庭的责任。
Priority is we have to obey God, but at the same time we cannot neglect our family responsibility.
主耶稣上十字架是为顺服神。
Jesus went up to the cross because he obeyed God.
在十字架上把他的母亲托付给约翰，便是履行了他做长子的义务。
While he was on the cross, he entrusted his mother to John, and that is how he fulfilled his responsibility as the elder son.
圣经在这里记载这句话，带给我们第二个信息，那就是他的爱。
And the Bible recorded saying as also to show us the love of Jesus.
不错，为我们上十字架，为拯救我们的灵魂，让我们有永生的盼望，是耶稣爱最主要的表现。
Yeah, the love of Christ is shown to us by his how he did on the cross that we save our spirit and also we can have eternal life and eternal hope.
但这并不是说除此以外他就忽略了我们其他的需要。
It doesn't say that he neglect our other needs.
他并没有说好了我赎了你们的罪，其他的事情都是小事，你们自己去解决吧。
He didn't tell us that, okay, I solved a big problem for you. I forgive your sins. So all the other trivials, you can take care of yourself.
正如在这里，他看到玛利亚的需要，就安慰她。
Just like that's what happened here, when he saw Mary's need, he comforted her.
主耶稣也看过我们生活中的需要。
By the same token, Jesus also take care of our needs in our life.
那些需要比起我们在灵魂中的渴望，也许是微不足道的。
Maybe our need is not as big as important to the needs of our spirit.
但是主耶稣依然看顾。
But Jesus still take care of it for us.
所以我们的神是体贴人意的神。
So our God is the God who cares for us.
是充满慈爱怜悯的神。
And he is a God with compassion and with love.
大事小事他都看顾。
No matter the matter is big or small, he will take care for us.
当我们来到他面前的时候，
When we come before him,
不光有与神同在的永生，
not just we have this eternal life with him,
今生同样也可以得到平安，得到安慰，得到祝福。
And this present life will enjoy peace, comfort, and blessings.
下一句话是马太福音27:46。
Next is Matthew 27:46。
约在初审初，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利以利，拿马撒巴格大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice.Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
耶稣此刻为何引用诗篇22第一节来痛悔呐喊呢？
At this moment, why did Jesus cry out in Psalm 22:1?
我们每个父母都爱自己的儿女。
All parents love their children.
可是，如果你冤枉的被一个朋友或者其他人冤枉的时候或者离弃的时候还好，还可以忍受。如果你被你的父母冤枉的离弃了，你会怎么样的想法呢？你会感到极其的痛苦。
When you are treated wrongly by other people or when you are forsaken by your friends, you might be able to get through it. But when you are forsaken by your parents, how would you feel?That would be extreme pain for you.
但是为什么偏偏我们的天父就这样要离弃他的独生子呢？
Then why did our heavenly father forsake his one and only son?
什么原因呢？难道子做错了吗？
What are the reasons? Was that because Jesus did anything wrong?
没有，经上说。
No, the Bible says.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体贴我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin.
是子不遵行父的诫命吗？没有，经上说。
Was it because Jesus disobeyed God? No, the Bible says.
但要叫世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。
But he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me.
难道是天父不爱子吗？不是的，经上说。
Was it because God does not love Jesus? No, the Bible says.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And the voice from heaven said, This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
那么为什么父，我们的天父，就这样离弃他的独生子呢？在此刻。
Then why did God forsake Jesus at this moment?
因为虽然他是圣洁的无罪的，然而此刻他却担当了我们世人的罪。
Although he is holy and righteous, he took all our sin, although at this moment,
以便成全律法，
to make the law perfect,
好使我们得救，
so that we may be saved.
神是圣洁的，记恨罪恶的。
Our God is holy and hates sin.
如果全世界的罪都归在耶稣身上，此刻他暂时会与天父隔离。
If all our sin is loaded on to Jesus at this moment, then he is separated from our Father.
引经上说，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Isaiah 59:2, but your iniquities have separated you from your God.Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
此刻我们的主与天父被天父的祭笔正正的表明了神的公义和慈爱。
That at this moment Jesus was forsaken by God actually revealed God's righteousness and love.
如经上所说的，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了，哪知他为我们的罪犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Just as the scripture said, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted.
然而这种离弃这是暂时的。
Yet this forsaken is momentary.
经上说，我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺去我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
The Bible says, the reason my father loves meis that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
这种离弃并不是最终的结果。
This forsaking is not the final one.
也不是一个失败的故事，
It's not a defeated story either,
而是一个胜利的结局。
But victorious one.
因为我们的主复活了，
Because our Lord has resurrected.
这就是我们的信仰，这就是我们的希望。
This is our faith, and this is our hope.
经上说，他既得以完全，就为凡是从顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Hebrews 5:9Once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
这段经文就是个美好的见证。
This message is a beautiful testimony.
见证我们主耶稣的意愿和成就。
For Jesus, willing and his love and his achieve what he has achieved.
如经上所说的，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Matthew 20:28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
耶稣在十字架上讲的第五句话，记载在约翰福音第九章二十八节。
The fifth saying of Jesus on the cross is on John 19:28.
自此以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”
After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst."
我们无罪的主耶稣背到十字架。
Our Lord Jesus, who knew no sin, carried the cross.
从耶路撒冷城走到哥哥他山。
Walked all the way from Jerusalem to Golgotha.
被钉上十字架。
There he was crucified.
在烈日下挂了三个多小时。
And he was hanged there for 3 hours under the hot sun.
终于血几乎流尽了。
He gave up his last drop of blood.
他觉得渴了。
And he felt thirsty.
弟兄姐妹与慕道朋友们，
Brothers, sisters, and friends,
主耶稣贵为神子，
Our Lord is the Son of God,
却降世为人，
Yet he humbled himself to come down to this world,
与我们一样，
And take our likeness,
有血有肉有感觉有痛苦，
He feels as we feel, and he suffers as we suffer.
且他受的苦比我们谁受的都多。
He has suffered far more than any one of us has ever experienced.
请我们有谁经历过这种挂在十字架上的痛苦？
Has any one of you experienced this pain on the cross?
没有，我们都没有。
No, none of us has ever been there.
那请问我们有什么理由有时候觉得我们的主不知道我们的痛苦呢？
Then why should we doubt that our God does not always know our pain?
弟兄姐妹与慕道朋友们，
Brothers, sisters, and friends,
我们的主不是一个无血无肉无感觉的木偶。
Our Lord is not a puppet without feelings.
也不是一个像神话一样随心所欲的齐天大圣。
He's not the monkey king in the fairy tale.
他曾经与我们一样。
He's just like us.
他经历的痛苦与我们的相比有过之无不及。
The sufferings he has taken on himself is far more beyond any of us could have ever experienced.
主爱我们，
The Lord loves us.
他体会我们所经历的一切，
He understands what we are going through.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有时候会问我们犯了什么罪。
Sometimes we wonder what sins.
以致要经历我们正在经历的这种磨难与痛苦呢？
That will cause us the hardship and inflictions.
是的，我们都犯了罪。
Yes, we have all sinned.
并且都是死罪。
And the sin that brings about death.
因为我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because we have all fall short of the glory of God.
但是耶稣为我们做了挽回祭。
But Jesus is our propitiation.
我们的死罪已被赦免了。
And our sins have been forgiven.
但神并没有应许我们天空长蓝。
But God does not promise that all things will sail well.
如果我们觉得我们生活中所受的病痛、苦难与折磨，
If we consider the pains, our illness, and the inflictions that we are going through,
是神对不起我们，
Are something that God owes us.
那请看看耶稣。
Please look up upon Jesus.
他什么罪都没犯。
He knew no sin.
却经历了我们谁也没有经历过的痛苦。
Yet he took up the pain and suffering that none of us has ever been through.
弟兄姐妹与慕道朋友们，
Brothers, sisters, and friends,
我们每个人生活中都会经历磨难痛苦。
The hardship and afflictions is part of our life.
我们的磨难与痛苦不是与我们的罪成正比的。
Yet they are nothing compared to our sin, to what our sin do.
我们之所以没有受到更大的痛苦，
our suffering is light.
完全是因为耶稣在十字架上为我们做的一切。
Only because of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross.
完全是因为神对我们的爱。
It's only because God loves us.
所以不管在顺境还是逆境，
So whether in good or bad times,
都让我们诚心的感谢赞美我们的主耶稣基督。
Let's give our thanks and praises to our Lord Jesus Christ.
30. When he received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished."
19:30. 耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了。
With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
It is finished. There are many ways you can interpret that phrase. Depends on the situation. Depends on the way it's said. Depends on your perspective.
成了这句话可以有很多的意思、就是取决于你在什么时候说，取决于你从哪一个角度来观察。
For example, on Fridays at my office, there's a kind of excitement because it's the weekend. It's finished weekend.
比如说在礼拜五的时候，我就会非常的兴奋，因为这是周末，这个事情成了。
Or I know a lot of you high school students today said it's finished spring break.
今天有很多高中生在这里，我知道你们也可以在想，就说现在是春假了，成了。
Or else it might be like when you graduated, you went across the stage and you got your high school diploma. And you say, it's finished.
或者说等到你高中毕业的时候，你终于拿到你的学位，你说、结束了，成了。
But really it's not. Because when you got college, then master's, then maybe postdoctorate, and then you got to get a job and no more summer vacations.
但实际上你还没有成，因为你高中完了之后还有大学，还有硕士，还有博士，说不定还有博士后，然后还有工作，然后就永远没有暑假了。
It really didn't finish. And same thing with work. You know, weekend, Monday, you got to go back to work. Start over again.
所以我们也是一样，我们礼拜五呢好像有周末，但是礼拜一你还在那工作，还是没有成。
Or it might be like an exam after you finish the exam. Oh, I'm finished. I passed. Yes.
或者还有另外一个例子，就是说你在考试的时候，你说啊、哦，我终于通过了，我成了。
Or else might be like, oh, I'm finished.
或者说，哦，完了。
I need to change my major.
啊，对，我应该去改专业了。
So it really depends on the situation, depends on how it's said. What does that mean?
所以就是看你说话的环境不同呢，你这个意思就不同。
So let's look back to what the crucifixion. When the people heard Jesus say, "It is finished."
所以我们回到当时的场景，看一看耶稣讲说成了的时候，当时究竟是什么意思。
The religious leaders, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they probably said, "Yeah, you're finished, you troublemaker."
那些法利赛人或者是当时宗教领袖，也就是说，哦，看你终于完了吧，你这一直在那里制造麻烦。
Finally done with you.
你终于结束了吧。
Okay, move along, people. Let's get back to normal life.
所以百姓呢，你们可以都回去了。我们现在可以过我们正常的生活了，不要再听这个麻烦制造者。
Or what about Satan? Maybe what is Satan here?
或者如果撒旦当时在场的话，他觉得是什么意思呢？
哈哈 ，Your plan failed, God. He's dead.
哈哈哈，他已经死了。
Or what about the disciples and friends that were watching?
或者其他的门徒或者他的朋友会觉得是什么意思呢？
I said, "Oh man, we are finished."
Oh, 哎呀，我们完了。
We thought he was the one.
我们觉得他就是那一位。
I mean, we had three amazing years with him.
我们这过去的三年是多么的奇妙啊！
I mean, there's so many dreams.
我们曾经有很多的梦想。
Now they're over.
但是现在结束了。
But wait, there's more.
等一下，还有其他的意思。
It was not over. As we know, Jesus rose from the dead, and it was not over.
没有结束。因为耶稣第三天复活了，所以这个还没有结束。
And the religious leaders, they had to deal with the rumors. Says, "Oh no, here it goes again." Rumors of Jesus alive.
啊，所以那些宗教领袖他们又重新要面对很多的啊流言蜚语，他们可能又说啊、哦、他又要复活了，那我们怎么办？
And then Satan, it's like the chess table got turned on him. He was on the wrong side.
哦，这个撒旦好像在下棋的时候感觉自己赢了，现在好像突然交换了一下黑白，觉得哦要输了。
And then the friends and disciples they heard Jesus is alive.
啊，所以他的门徒还有他的朋友们说，哦，耶稣复活了。
Did you hear he's alive?
啊，你听说过了吗？耶稣复活了。
So it wasn't the end.
所以这个不是结束。
So then let's go back to what did Jesus really mean when he said it is finished?
所以既然这个事情还没有结束呢，耶稣为什么说成了？我们回去再看看究竟是什么意思。
In the New Testament, the Greek word for finished is translated about 20 different times.
所以在新约里面这个词实际上被使用过20多次。
It's meant to say, it's something that's carried out, accomplished according to a command.
它有一个意思就是说曾经以前讲过的什么事情现在已经实现了。
Or bring to an end or bring to a close something.
或者是有什么事情的时候把它带到了终点。
Or to bring something to pass, such as like a fulfill a prophecy.
或者以前曾经应许过的承诺过的东西现在实现了
or to make a complete payment to pay for something in full、
或者你以前欠过的款现在终于付清了
and when Jesus said the words it is finished he did all those things
所以当耶稣说成了的时候实际上他就是有这所谓的这四个意思
he carried out the task that the Father had given him
他把天父交给他的任务现在把他拿过来实现了
he fulfilled all the prophecies about him in the Old Testament
在旧约里面一切的预言和应许他实现了
he brought a close to the age of the old law with his sacrifices and offerings
所以他把那个牺牲的这个律法实现了
and he completely paid the debt that we owed for our sins
他把这个死刑的这样一个付款的方式付清了帮我们付清了
Matthew 27:51 talks about when Jesus gave up his spirit at that moment the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom
马太福音27:51忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半地也震动磐石也崩裂
the great divide between God and man was taken away
磐石也崩裂横杠在神和人之间的那个障碍终于被拿走
and it was God that did it did you notice it tore from top to bottom
这个幔子这个从上到下分为两半
and so now Jesus stands as our perfect high priest and our mediator between the Father and us
所以现在耶稣站在神和人之间作为这个中保
but not only that he is the perfect sacrifice too
不光是这样而且他还是一个很完美的献祭
no other sacrifice is needed it is finished
没有其他任何的献祭还需要的因为已经成了
Hebrews 7:27 says unlike the other high priest he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day first for his sins then for the sins of the people he sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself
希伯来书7:27他不像那些大祭司每日必须先为自己的罪后为百姓的罪献祭因为他只一次将自己献上就把这事成全了
So when we use the term it is finished it is very likely that it's for us whatever is finished is only temporary
所以当我们听说耶稣说成了的时候呢是这个不太像是在说我们好像我们把什么事情做完了一样这个不是在说我们
But when Jesus saidIt is finished.
但耶稣说成了的时候
Thank the Lord that he really meant it.
因为他说的时候他就真的是这个意思就是成了
Because through Christ there's no other work that is needed to pay for our sins.
因为除了耶稣以外没有任何其他的东西是需要的
It is finished, he said.
他说成了
And then he invites us, he says, come with me into the presence of my Father.
然后他邀请就是我们来到神的面前
It is finished.
是因为他把事情成就了。
Luke adds some detail for us to what John has just told us.
路加 就好像使徒约翰一样，他也加了很多的细节给我们，让我们今天可以看见。
Luke records for us how Jesus gave up his spirit.
路加记载的耶稣是怎样把他的灵魂交托在天父手中的。
Luke records that Jesus called out in a loud voice.
路加记载说，耶稣大声喊叫。
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你的手中。
Then Luke adds, when he had said this, he breathed his last.
然后路加继续的记载，说说了这话，气就断了。
So these were the last words spoken by Jesus before his death, and he wanted to be heard.
这句话是耶稣在十字架上所讲的最后一句话，然后他也真的希望我们明白这一句话。
Our bodies can be thought of as a complex machine.
我们的身体啊，有时候可以被认为是一个很复杂的机器。
But we are more than a machine.
但是我们实际上比机器更多。
We are more than just a body.
我们不只是一个机器或者是身体。
The scriptures teach that God created mankind unique among all that He had created.
圣经记载说，神造人的时候是跟造其他东西很不同的。
God has given to each of us a spirit that is able to know Him and relate to Him.
神造我们的时候，让我们有灵魂，让我们可以跟他有关系，而且可以认识他。
At this time, Jesus committed His spirit to the one true eternal God.
在那个时候，耶稣把他的灵魂交给天父。
His body would become lifeless, but His spirit would live on.
他的身体死去了，但是他的灵魂到了天父那里。
But what would happen to Jesus after this?
但在这之后，耶稣发生什么事情呢？
In the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, it is written.
在希伯来书当中是这样写的。
But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come.
但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。
He entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation.
经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属于这世界。
And not through the blood of goats and calves.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血。
But through his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
乃用自己的血只一次进入圣所，就成了永远赎罪的事。
For how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God?
若山羊和公牛的血并母牛的灰洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣圣洁的话，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无次献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉永生神吗？
Cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
除去你们的死刑，使你们的侍奉呢永生神吗？
We're told that after Jesus' death, he entered the tabernacle and most holy place in heaven.
这里记载说，耶稣之后他进到了更大更全部的帐幕，不是人手所造。
There he presented to the eternal God, his Father, the perfect sacrifice of himself for the sins of the world.
在那个时候，他所献的祭是完全。
God could now freely forgive and take away the guilt of all who would come to him through faith in the sacrifice of Jesus.
现在只要有人相信他，来到他面前，他就可以接受我们的献祭，因为我们这个献祭是通过耶稣基督的。
How should we respond?To what Jesus has done.
我们怎么样回应呢？
As I considered this, some words from a hymn written in the 1700s came to my mind.
当我思考这些的时候，有一首圣诗是在18世纪的时候就映入我的脑海。
These words paint a picture of what Christ's sacrifice can do for each one of us.
这个诗歌呢就在我脑海里面形成了一个很大的画面，让我可以想象到我们应该怎么样回应耶稣对我们的爱。
Long my imprisoned spirit lay.
我灵受困，多年在牢狱中。
Fast bound in sin in nature's night.
被罪包围，黑暗重重。
Thine eye diffused a quickening ray.
主眼发出复活荣光。
I woke. The dungeon flamed with light.
我灵苏醒，满是光明。
My chains fell off. My heart was free.
心灵获释。
I rose, went forth, and followed thee.
我就起来跟随主心。
The message of the cross is like a bright light.
这个耶稣的信息就好像这个荣光一样。
It is able to awake us from our spiritual slumber.
它可以使我灵苏醒，满是光明。
It is able to disperse the darkness of sin that overshadows us.
它可以克服一切的黑暗和罪恶。
The chains of our sin that enslave us can be broken and fall off.
枷锁脱落，心灵获释。
Our hearts can be set free to live the life God intended for us.
我们的心灵可以获得释放，可以照着神原先所照着我们原先所创造我们的时候的心意去做。
We can rise up, go forth, and follow Jesus wherever He may lead.
我们能够起来跟随主心。
Amazing love, how can it be?
奇异的爱，怎能如此？
That thou, my God, should die for me.
我主，我神，竟为我死。
Brothers and sisters,
我们现在就是注目看这个十字架。
Shall we all set our eyes on this cross?
就默想刚才七位的弟兄跟我们分享十架七言。
And then meditate on the seven sayings of Christ on the cross.
如果我们当中听到这十架七言，你心中有感动，说感谢神，因为你爱我。
After you heard these sayings, and then you have a feeling in your heart that you want to say thanks for Lord, for God for loving us.
你愿意一生一世来回报，来跟从我们的神。
And you want to offer yourself to follow God.
如果你过去从来没有说主耶稣，我谢谢你，我愿意相信你。今天晚上你愿意这么讲，就在你心里面说主耶稣，我愿意相信你，跟随你。
If you haven't done this before, maybe tonight you can say to the Lord that, Lord Jesus, I thank you, I'm willing to follow you.
我这时候在我们大家一起来，就是用一个行动来承认我们的罪，求神赦免之前。
Before we take it in action to confess our sin,
我邀请我们当中，如果你今天晚上受感动，
I invite those who have a touch by God's word.
你说主耶稣，我愿意相信你，我愿意一生跟随你。
They want to say to Jesus that Jesus, I love you, I trust, I believe in you, and I want to follow you.
无论你是多年的基督徒，还是今天晚上你第一次跟耶稣说，我愿意相信你。
Maybe you're a Christian for many years, or this is the first time tonight that you want to say, you want to follow God.
你想到耶稣所讲的话。
And you remember what Jesus has said.
他定义爱我们每一个人。
And he made up his mind to love us.Every one of us.
爱我们到底。
And he loved us to the end.
你愿意不愿意今天晚上说主耶稣，我愿意相信你，谢谢你爱我。
You willing to say to God that Lord Jesus, I love you, I want to trust you.
如果你愿意的话，就请你在座位那边站起来，我会为大家祷告。
If you're willing to stand up at the seat, and then the pastor would like to pray for you.
无论你是多年的基督徒，还是你今天晚上第一次讲的。
Maybe you are Christian for many years, or is this the first time you want to say to God?
你说主耶稣，我听到这十架七言。
You say to God, Jesus, I have heard this seven saying.
我知道你是爱我的神。
I know that you are the God who loves me.
我用你一生一世来相信你，跟随你。
I want to use my whole life to trust you and to love you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all bow our head and pray.
天父上帝，我们向你感恩，向你赞美。
Father God, we got to praise you and we have to thank you.
听到耶稣基督在十字架上面那么痛苦的情况之下，还说出这么伟大的话。
Father, what we heard that Jesus say on the cross, even though he's in great pain and suffering.
他所做的一切就是为了我。
What he has done is all for us.
我愿意接纳耶稣基督的爱。
I want to receive His love.
我愿意接纳耶稣基督的赦免。
I want to receive His forgiveness.
我愿意相信耶稣。
I want to believe in Him.
我愿意一生一世来跟随我们的主。
I want to follow Jesus all my life.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们听完这十诫七言。
After we have heard the seven sayings on the cross.
耶稣上十字架主要的重点是因为爱我们，愿意赦免我们的罪。
The main purpose of Jesus being on the cross is to because He loves us and He wants to forgive our sins.
我们请后面大概有三位侍卫在桌子上面，你帮忙拿这个白纸跟笔，然后分给弟兄姐妹。
For those who sit at the back, can you go to the table and there are some papers and pencils? Can you pass them out?
啊，就是 R 这边。就是最少一位到两位，请你帮忙把纸跟这个笔分一分。
We hope in each hour we have a two or three, at least two brothers to pass these paper and pencils.
Okay, 就请到前面来，然后分下去。
Can someone come to the front?
当在传这个纸跟笔的时候
，When we pass these paper and pens,
你在神的面前，你要。求神赦免我们。
And then you have to ask God to forgive us.
你就把你求神赦免我们的那些无论是不好的习惯，无论是罪，把它写下来。
Then you write down all the sins or bad habits that you want God to forgive you.
你不用写名字的。
You don't need to put down your name.
没有人会知道谁写什么。
No one will know who's going to write on these papers.
只有神知道，只有你知道。
Only God and you know what's written on this paper.
所以你就写下说，求神赦免我这一方面的罪，或者说你愿意悔改的地方。
So you on this paper you write down the sins or things you want God to forgive you.
如果你心中需要原谅其他的人，但是没有力量，也求神帮助我们能够原谅别人，也把那个写下来。
If you want to forgive other people, but you don't have the power to do strength to do it, you can also write down on the paper and ask God for strength.
请大家拿到纸跟笔的时候，你祷告，然后你就开始写。
When you get a paper and a pencil after your prayer, can you write it all down on the paper?
啊，前面还需要有纸或者笔。
There are still people up front need the paper and the pen.
还有谁需要吗？请举一个手。OK， 前面这一边还需要。前面这一边 OK， 后面还有吗？还有谁需要？请举一个手。
Anyone at the back that still need paper or pen, you can raise your hand.
OK， 啊，下面最后第二排还需要几？第三。当你们自己祷告写的时候，你写完了就把你这张纸拿上来挂在十字架上面。我十字架两边钉了两个铁钉，你就把它钉在十字架上面。
After you finish writing, you can come up to the cross and nail your paper on the two nails that's on.
所以当你写完的时候，你不用等，你就可以上来，就把你写的东西，你的罪，你求神赦免的全部钉在十字架上面。耶稣基督答应我们，承认我们的罪，他会赦免我们的罪。
So when you finish, you don't need to wait for others. Just go up to the front and nail your paper on the cross. And you ask God is faithfulness and He is just. When we ask for His forgiveness, He will forgive us.
我们感谢神，因为我们如果承认我们的罪，圣经就说神是信实，神是愿意赦免我们的罪的。
We thank God for what the Bible said. God is faithful and just, and He will forgive our sins if we confess to Him.
所以我们诚心的认罪，神必然就赦免我们的罪。
So if we truly confess our sins, God will forgive us.
耶稣已经为我们钉死在十字架上，就是要承担我们的罪。
Jesus already nailed to the cross for our sins, and He did this to bear all our sins.
你今天晚上有任何的一个罪，或者说一个事情求神赦免的，都不会是太大的。
No matter what kind of sins you put on your paper, there's no sin so big that God cannot forgive you.
你要诚心求神帮助。
You have to pray to God in sincerity and faithfully seek His help.
让我们从今天晚上开始就被释放得以自由。
So that starting from tonight, that we're free from this bondage. And it's the time that choirs will do the music presentation.
Deacons who will be serving with me to please come forward. We have tonight reflected on Jesus and what he has done for us on the cross.
今天我们一起在这里思考耶稣为我们在十字架上面所做的一切。
And we have confessed our sins and receive Christ's forgiveness.
我们也在, 神的面前承认我们的罪,
and now we will remember what Jesus had done in the Lord's Supper.
现在我们要在这个主餐当中来纪念耶稣为我们所做的一切。
And Paul, the Apostle Paul, has given instructions.
使徒保罗给我们, 一些的指导。
And he writes, For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you.
他在圣经里面写道,
the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
耶稣在被卖的那一夜,
and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said,
他拿起饼来, 注谢了, 拨开, 说,
This is my body which is for you.
这是我的身体,
Do this in remembrance of me.
你们每逢这么行,
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup,
照样,饭后,他也拿起饼来,拿起杯来,
saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood.
说,这杯是用我的血为你们所立的新约,
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
每逢你们喝这杯是要纪念我,
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup,
因为每逢你们喝这杯,吃这饼,
you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
你们如此行是表明,
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sacrifice that you have given of your Son, Jesus.
天父我们谢谢你,你为我们的罪,舍弃你儿子,耶稣基督。
And as we remember what Christ has done through these elements,
当我们在纪念耶稣基督透着这些所做的时候,
We ask that they be consecrated unto you.
我们, 祈求, 洁净,
and that we may remember
这样我们可以记得,
and give thanks for all that you've done for us.
我们可以, 为你所做的一切, 向天来感谢。
In Christ's name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Here at C4, we celebrate what we call an open communion. An open table.
我们在这一次我们纪念的时候是在就这个主餐我们大家在这里做。
And so you do not have to be a member of our church to participate.
就是说你不一定是我们的会员，就算你不是会员的话，也可以开放来我们这里做。
But it is for those who follow Jesus.
但是必须是那些跟随耶稣的。
Who've accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior,
已经承认主耶稣基督为他的救主了,
and who followed him in baptism.
而且也遵守他的命令，受洗过的人。
And so if you believe and have been baptized, you are welcome to the table.
所以如果你相信并且也受洗了，我们欢迎一起来领受。
And today we're going to receive the elements in a manner that we do so in the English service.
今天我们就像英文崇拜的时候，我们这个方式来领受。
And so I'll have you come forward.
请你到前面来。
And we'll have the servers on one side and the other side.
我们这两边都有。
And they will have the tray, the bread, and they will say the body of Christ.
他们拿着这个盘子，就会对你说这是主的身体。
And then you'll take the cracker.
你就会拿着这个。
And then someone will say the blood of Christ, and you'll take the juice.
另外一个人在这边会说这是主的血。
And then you'll partake of them and go back to your seat.
你拿了之后就回到你自己的座位上面。
And so we're going to start by doing the sides, and so I would like this side and this side to come up first to take the elements, and when those sides have finished, then I'll instruct the middle aisle to come up to receive the elements. So please come and receive the blood of Christ. You can just the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. Please partake of the elements at your seat when you feel ready. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. The center aisle can now come and receive. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. The body of the blood of partaken, please do so now. Let's all rise. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your great love. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood, because without blood there is no forgiveness of sin. And we thank you, Lord, for the new life that we can have in Jesus. And as we go, may we remember your grace and love. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Christ's name, amen. You are dismissed. Go in peace.